Welcome to Spartan Up Podcast. This is a really, really unique episode. We have Joe, Colonel Nye, Sephra, Johnny, Marion. That's not what's unique. We're always here. But we're the only ones here this week because what we're going to do, we're going to actually talk about some of the interviews that are coming up. We were talking off camera about how incredible this group is. You know, we've had some amazing interviews, but we're just like, wow.
It's
just like
how incredible we are.
No, but it's just like one after another, these big hitters and these big thinkers.
It's probably 50 in a row we had that were just incredible.
Yeah, like
the charts.
Mind-blowing stuff. And you know, Marion suggested, hey, why don't we talk a bit about that and what's coming up? So one of the things that I really noticed as a trend amongst these next ones is how many of them are connectors. You know, whether it's Naval Ravikant, who has created AngelList, that's all about connecting people and bringing these investors together with these enterprises.
Joe Polish,
who's all about, creating this thing with these big thinkers. Roman Sunder, who's brought thought leaders from all these different industries. That really struck me that we're talking to people who are about bringing other people together for a greater good. Joe, what do you think it is that's caused that to sort of be our trend right now?
You know, I think that idea of you're an average of your five best friends, I think you want to be around people that pull you up. We think about it with Spartan or any company, right? You don't partner with a brand that's going to pull you down. And as an individual, you shouldn't necessarily partner with people that pull you down. So I think just like everything else is getting disrupted in our worlds, from phones to automobiles, I think the way of doing business is being disrupted. And it's like, let's bring people together. Let's not be so closed-minded. And let's get some smart people in a room and see what we can do together.
Yeah, I think the model is the self-made man, right? Or the self-made millionaire, the self-made man, kind of the Marlboro guy, the independent guy, the guy kind of out there.
The Marlboro, the smoker?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about the cowboy, the rugged individualist. Yeah. Thank you.
Got it.
So that image, and I think maybe that's what's changing, right, is that people are realizing that, you know, that takes a village, that kind of stuff, but you need, the broader your network is, the more you're going to be successful, you know, the more paths or lanes you can go down. By the more help or support you have.
And that's like Jeff Gomez, who we have a podcast with, who talks about transmedia. And he really talks about going across all different platforms. And so not only are we talking about like networking amongst people and the diversity of that, but also how you can take your business and how you can make the world around it so that, you know, people can be a part of it. And
that's like Connect technologies.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Like a root system.
Well, and again, that brings me to think about so many of the people that we're talking with right now are connected with really great causes, really great charities, and that's something that we've started to do is to draw that out. And we realize, you know, like Raise Ahab, for example, impossible to possible. You're talking about the special ops survivors. Right. And so many of the people that we're dealing with, they're out there trying to make the world a better place. And we've realized there's a real opportunity to actually help them do that. And so we're going to be making a point in our podcasts of highlighting the charities that they're involved with. And I think that's a really neat development.
And other charities as well, right?
Yeah, sure.
Each episode is going to be brought to you by a charity or be affiliated with a charity. And let's push some goodness out there.
Yeah. Well, as we all... I mean,
goodness pushers.
Well, Joe, you are connected to a lot of people. But we're all kind of got our own lives and we're out there doing different things. We come in here for this. So we all see and get touched by a lot of these charities, right? So you're out there and you spot them and you see them and you know they're doing good. So we're going to bring them back here and see if we can't promote them a little bit.
And speaking of goodness, I mean, we have some massive voices for kind of like the positivity, motivational speaker realm. We have Travis Roy, who has a pretty amazing story about his life changing in 11 seconds. And then he's been able to inspire lots of people to be really grateful for everything that they have and just go for it in life. And the same with Sean Stevens, who's kind of just a legend, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he's...
You could look some of these people up, from Joe Polish to Sean Stevens to Dan Penna.
And they're going to tell you, like...
Dan Penna.
They're going to tell you, like, hey, cut the fat of your friends around you. If you're not even willing to be positive, then we don't need you around you. You know, and so there's... I think there's a lot of really good advice about how
I have a feeling Sean might have learned some things from Dan Penna.
Okay, I can see that. Sure.
Oh, exactly. Dan Penna. Then we won't use profanity, but hey, here's a guy who's got a castle and has mentored kids who have to be accountable for every hour of their life and has taught people how to make billions of dollars, and he's a pretty no BS type of guy. He's awesome.
Well, I was going to say, then we have on the other kind of, not the other end, but we've got, you know, you got Scott Mann out there, retired Lieutenant Colonel, SF guy, who's got this concept of rooftop leadership. And I don't even know if you guys have heard this podcast yet, but because
rooftop leadership.
Well, anyway, it comes from being in Afghanistan and running up on the ladders to get on top of the roofs and to fight off the hordes that are coming, obviously. So he's taking that concept and moving it out to corporations and to help kids learn about standing up for themselves kind of stuff.
And he was just really motivating all the Agogi people that were here.
Yeah, he was here. He was here for the weekend for the Agogi and was out there and telling people, hey, as Joe likes
including
to say,
that 14-year-old kid.
It can get a lot worse. Yeah. You know, so get your heads up and keep moving.
Not to give you too much information for those of you that are going to listen to these podcasts, but he said something great. Make sure in life you leave your tracks.
Leave your tracks, it says.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's not
so,
like the scouts.
So, and I could, you know, the visual here in Pittsfield, we got lots of snow, snowshoe track, right? You're leaving tracks behind, but not just for the person next to you. Right. But for the one, the next generation, after that,
yeah, he was
make
really,
an impact.
He was really poignant on that. And the other thing, he talks about is your last breath. Do you want it to be a deep breath or a shallow breath? Yeah. And he's not talking about your last breath, but what's your legacy? Right?
Sure, sure.
When you draw that last breath, is it a deep breath? Will people?
Well, my stomach will go out when that.
Well, that's a whole other.
That's another old story.
Zach Abinesh, our good friend, who's done some guesting here.
Another energy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But he keeps coming back to that idea, success leaves clues. And
it's really, very similar.
And a really neat thing with this, you say about leave your tracks. People are watching this podcast for a reason. It's not just because they want to be inspired. They want to find tools to actually go out and apply to their own lives. So, you know, people are watching this so they can go out and be successful like the people that we're interviewing. And it's kind of cool, the idea about that they then get to leave clues. You know, success leaves clues, and you want to be picking up those clues, but you can also become a producer of those clues. You can be the person who's that successful, who's changing lives. And you know, no matter where you're watching this from in your life, another thing that really struck me is so many of the people...
Make sure you subscribe.
Well, but so many of the people that we interviewed share where they came from, and whether it's Dan Pena, or whether it's Ray Zahab, or whether it's Joe Polish.
Pete Cohen,
all these people, they had at some point in their life not been a successful person. They'd actually been a person struggling a lot. And
Patrick Murphy.
Absolutely. And you look at this, and they all have that common thing about how do they redirect that misspent energy into not only making their own lives better, but lives of the people around them. And that really, really struck me with this group and thinking back to some of the other people we've talked about. They have not been handed a silver spoon. These are not people who just lucked their way into this. These are people who grounded out, who dug in, who doubled down, but always found a way to channel that energy that could have been misspent, and in many cases was misspent, into a very productive enterprise. And so I just want to throw that out there, that wherever you're at in your life watching this, you're going to find somebody on one of these podcasts that's going to inspire you to redirect your energy to a greater cause.
I was thinking Phil Rendazzo is another guy out there, the American Dream U, that everything you just said is him.
Yeah.
Right? Here's a guy who's just out there, he's working, he ends up in a real estate market out in Las Vegas and everything, but then one day after 9/11 just says, hey, you know, I need to be helping guys. I need to watching soldiers come back, and just starts an entire foundation to help transitioning soldiers, or service members, I should say. And out of his own pocket, out of his own force of energy, he's now going around the country, around the world. He was in Japan with you, speaking to soldiers about helping them transition from that life into the civilian life and giving them the tools to do it. And like all these other guys, bringing other speakers in, other entrepreneurs to say, this is how you can do it. Yeah. And just a guy who just started it overnight almost.
Not a lot of people are going to do that with their own money and their own time.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating when you meet these guys, what they're willing to give up for others, you know, and that's another common theme here. So many of these people have made it, but then when they make it, it's, okay, now the real sign of making it is to help others, right? Where, how can I?
Earth care.
And they're not doing it for themselves, to make themselves feel better.
Sure.
They're really, truly out there altruistic.
And speaking of their own
bottom line,
speaking of their own money, their own time, we've got some huge success stories too. Like the guy from the drink company Bai, who just sold for $1.7 billion. You know, he's got some time and some money to put into some great causes too. Now it's the incredible power that you've drawn together in these interviews and the breadth. And you know, we get a lot of feedback about the podcast. My favorite feedback that I get is, you guys don't just have the same type of person on week after week after week. You know, sometimes if it's a fitness podcast, after the 20th one, it's like, okay, I get it. You know, it's like Cosmos, 50 ways to please your man. Sure. And it's the exact same thing every single time you go into the grocery store.
John's favorite.
But this one, we're just drawing people from all different walks of life.
I can't recall his name right now. Maybe you guys will, but we've got one coming up for the listeners out there that ties to The Price is Right, which I guess is the oldest.
Oh,
right.
Alex, come on Bannigan. Down. Bannigan. Yeah. Come on.
You man. Are going to be blown away with that one. That was fantastic.
Yeah, and
just to show you the diversity of who we're interviewing.
The incredible scope, the backgrounds we're drawing from. Yeah. And yet they all have something of value to add. And that's a really, really cool thing about this.
So listen, we're going to end this thing by telling you, get out over your skis, get off your couch, get out of your comfort zone, do some burpees, do some good.
Do some good.
Support a charity. Doesn't have to be the charity we're highlighting here, but support something, do something.
And to find out about all of this and more, go to spartan.com/podcast. It's on iTunes. It's on YouTube. Share it with your friends. You got to join us in this. It's a mission. We're going to rip people off the couch. We're going to do some good. We're going to make some positive change in the world. Let's do it together. Spartan Up, the podcast.
Subscribe.
Thank you for watching another epic story of success. If you like our message, please share Spartan Up with your friends and subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, or wherever you catch our show, maybe in the woods. Spartan Up is brought to you by Spartan Race. To find a race near you, visit spartan.com.